This is NPR's Life in Berlin.
They didn't know exactly what awaits them, but meanwhile, they decided to do what they do best. Song, dance, humor. And it turned out to be that this all gave so much strength and survival will to their fellow inmates.
On the wooden steps I'm kneeling, with a sad and hungry feeling.
Russian Jewish composer Sergei Dresnin talks about Theresienstadt. This former ghetto, 30 miles north of Prague, was considered a model camp during World War II, where Nazis imprisoned some of the most talented Jewish artists.
And I hurry down to here before it fades away.
It was a ghetto where people were living in horrible condition, but when the cabaret started to occur, then Nazis, first it was forbidden, but then they saw, oh wow, that's cultural life, let's tolerate it first, because, you know, these people, we don't care about them, what they sing, because they're going to die, all of them, anyway. And then the next step was that they noticed that they can show it off.
The Berlin-based composer has been working on the reconstruction in the English version of songs and satire from Theresienstadt for more than 20 years.
So the original cabaret that we did was in German, and some of it was even in the kind of Viennese, I cannot say in dialect. That problem of adaptation it into English was very big, strong, but I think we solved the problem very well. And it just is a great example of Viennese satire, of this morbid humor. It's called The Questions of Theresienstadt. Theresienstädter Fragen.
Ich komm grad herein vom Land.
Wollen Sie über mich verfügen?
I have just arrived in town.
Would you like congratulations?
Might I take a look around?
I'll prepare a
for the verse, I had to write new music, totally in the style of Vienna cabaret. This famous Oompa Oompa Oompa. So the whole production is a contrast shower of extreme hot and extreme cold.
Camp, songs and satire from Theresienstadt, the first English adaptation on CD, was released this April. Sergei Dresnin had many collaborators along the way to keep the songs and poems alive. Among them, well-known Austrian actor Alexander Wächter and the patriarch of Vienna cabaret, Gerhard Bronner. These artistic expressions, created in the most unlikely location, a ghetto, carry an indestructible message.
When you hear music, you don't feel hunger.
For NPR Berlin, I'm Monika Müller-Kroll.